KFASOCQ.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KFHFGS monitoring.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey November Victor monitoring.
Good morning, this is KFHFGS, also by the side.
KFHFGS, good morning to you. Name Matt, Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta, and I am currently located downtown Detroit. The office here today. Back over to you, KEHWNZ.
Yes, did I copy KEHWMB?
D or C at the last, but it should be Kilo Echo 8, 15 November Victor.
Roger that. I got a little static on the line. Can you give the call again?
Roger, roger. Call sign is Kilo Echo 8, 15 November, Victor. Kilo Echo 8, 15 November, Victor.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey November, Victor. Gotcha. For sure. Yeah, I'm at 21 Mile and Ryan here, in the base. What takes you down into the city today?
Much of my care for there. I am currently downtown.
Roger that. I got a pretty good signal on you. A modulation is a little bit low, but a good signal strength.
FBI report. Pretty solid. We get it. Back to you.
Yeah, roger that. Well, it should be some of the rest of the crew coming out any minute here. It's the first time I've been on in this time of day, a couple of weeks. But it's good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, I usually do a lot more listening than I do talking here. Generally, everyone's jumping on as I am sitting down in my office here and getting the radio signal out inside a building. Back over to you.
Yeah, roger that. Understandable, understandable. Well, today I figured I might try to get on the East Coast repeater. I pushed my 2-meter antenna up another 6 feet, and for some reason I hadn't been able to get on that yet. And I hear lots of guys in the mobiles and what have you, so I just got to double-check some settings on the radio and see if we can't connect with that crew this morning. The Morning Brew crew. KF8FGS, back to you.
Yes, I am familiar. I can, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when I'm in the office, I can get on the GM repeater that houses it pretty easily, being right next door to it. But don't get on that one too often. I know they have quite a few ways of accessing it, though. Back over to you.
Roger on all the ways to access. You can text your way into it. You can, Echo Link and All Star and this and that. And I figured I just wanted to keep working with the RF, trying to using 2 meters on RF. I've talked to Belle Isle from here at 21 and Ryan before, and that's when I had, that was from the mobile, so I know the radio will make the trip. But we'll just have to see. I know that I'm quite a bit higher elevation than downtown. So I usually get some of the guys that live around there that can hear me and answer back. So we'll have to see how it works out this morning. KF8FGS, back to you.
Yeah, hopefully you can get on it. I know the GM 70 centimeter repeater carries, but I don't think they're 2 meter dogs. But I'm going to have to say 7-3, so it was good chatting with you this morning. I need to get up to the office and get my day going here. Again, good chatting with you this morning, 7-3. This is KEHWNC.
73, we'll talk to you later. You and make the best of a day.
FGS. This is KF8GBA, Tom out of Birchland, you copy?
Good morning, Tom. This is David, KF8FTS. Back to you.
Hey, stranger, I haven't heard you on the radio in a while. Everything okay? You've been okay? Everything good? Over.
Well, thank you for asking. Yes, everything's been, well, a couple weeks ago I was down for a few days, and I didn't play radio very much, and I've been busy in the mornings, but this morning I thought, well, I got up early, got up an hour early, and let's see if we can't do a little play radio. I did boost my 2 meter antenna up another 6 feet, so it's at 26 feet to the feed point. And I was going to see if I could get on the GM repeater on that morning brew crew out of New York. If I can hit that GM repeater, it'd be interesting to see. How have you been, Tom?
Oh, doing pretty good, fantastic. Myself, not doing too bad. You know, just working, staying busy, stuff like that. There, practicing, you know, on the radio. Listening to a few nets, jumping in, getting things moving, and working, taking it easy, living life, enjoying things, and doing good so far. How about yourself, sir? Over.
Well, yeah, I've been getting after some of the projects outside here, we've been planting some things and working with rocks and landscape and all this crazy sort of stuff. But, I'm doing much better right now. Like I say, well, I went out of town, went down to Angola, Indiana, to catch up with some friends, did a little camping over Memorial Day, and all the pollen got to me. I came back, and the pollen cut loose here, and next thing you know, I was in the doctor's office, so... You know how that goes. But we're doing much better. Like I say, I've been doing some landscape-y sort of things, and I've been working on my antenna. I did get my 10 to 40 dipole antenna up, although I don't think it's quite high enough. It's not working how I want it. But we've been doing all kind of crazy little radio things, trying to stay busy. I did pick up antenna tuner or transmitter match or whatever they call them. And I got that antenna tuned up. But like I say, I think it's a little low. It's only about 20 feet off the ground, maybe not even 20 feet off the ground. And that puppy needs to be up there about 60 feet. So I did pick up a guy who was nice enough to, he gifted to me a 10 to 40 vertical, 17-foot vertical antenna. So I'm going to mount that on the fence post and get it matched up there, and then move that thing up into to a bit higher elevation on the chimney mount, see what I can do with some of the other bands. This is KF8FGS. Back to you, KF8. God bless America.
Well, I'll have to say, David, you're really quiet. That sounds really good where you, what you're on right now. Like you say, if you got that one about 20, 26 feet up in the air, that's really, really sounding nice. I got mine, it should be about 32 feet up in the air. And But you're sounding really, really quiet over there. Sounds good. I really, really like it. Sounds a little different than I believe what the last time I talked to you too. You really sounded good over there. Nice job. Nice job. This is KF8 GBA. Over.
WAW. Good morning, Sean. Tom, I believe that Sean had done some work on this on the repeater that I'm on. I'm on the 442.6 FBI in Warren, and you're sounding clear coming back too. We'll let you go ahead, and then you can pass it over to Sean. KF8 FTS.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. Yeah, I just wanted to hop on here real quick and give you a holler real quick here. I got to get back off. Nice talking to you. I'm going to say 73 and back out of here and hand it over to Sean. Sean, have a great day and talk to everybody later.
All righty. Well, I'm glad to see the GBA. Are you on one of the Central Michigan repeaters? Just curious.
Yeah, sometimes I use the Guilford repeater, but today I'm using the Burt repeater. That's the closest repeater to my house. I believe it's about 8 miles away. And, yeah, I normally run on this one here, but I like to play on the Guilford repeater, too. But right now I'm running off the Burt computer or repeater. Over.
All right, the reason I ask is when I woke up this morning, I noticed there was some connectivity issues between the FBI repeaters and the Central Michigan repeater. It looks like it's been corrected, so all good. Anyhow, just making my way to work here, so thought I'd just dump it on in as I'm traveling away. By the way, just in case you're not aware, you got some sort of a beep or noise on the end of your transmissions. Might want to look into that. FTS, go ahead. Yes, good morning, Sean. Yeah, that net the other night, that 3,000th net from the Hazel Park group, that was really something. I guess they had close to 100 total check-ins. And they had 32 or 34 during the official 9 o'clock hour, and I was talking to Vladimir. He said it was really something with the participation. So that's real. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. I do have an antenna type question for you after you reply. Okay, I thought for doing a rotation here would have been GBA spot, but. Anywho, I heard all about it. I missed it. I didn't get on, which I kind of regret not getting on. I had some stuff going on, and there was plenty of time I could have snuck in there, and I just didn't think of it. So, oh well, no pretty QSL card for me. Yeah, I checked in about 7:15. I was leaving my dad's. I went over and watched a NASCAR race with Dad at his apartment. He's at a senior assisted living situation, and he's doing really well, and better now than he's done in a year. And so we had to watch the race, and then I just figured, well, make hay while the sun shines. So I checked in with one of the past presidents there, and I guess I should have tried to check in at 9 o'clock. I was still listening. They had on YouTube, you can get the video of their the new repeater that they put together. That should be going in pretty soon, I would say. You know, maybe by the end of the month, they'll have that installed. It might be installed now. I'm not sure about that. But it was good. It was good. The question I have is I have one of those telescoping toy box antennas that I picked up that's, you know, multi-band where you move the pin up and down the coil. And I'm just wondering what kind of, and it's going to be, you know, it's mounted close to the ground. It's, and my question was, which band do I pick for the length of the radials? 6 meter, 10 meter, you know, I'm not sure where to go with that.
You still with us, GBA? I didn't catch the name. I don't want to leave you out.
My bad. That would be Tom.
Clear up AGDA. My name's Tom.
I thought
Michigan.
He was ringing off. You're going to sign off. But, Tom, are you still out there? Go ahead.
I thought I signed off. But, yeah, I'm still listening. I'm still listening to you guys. I was just sitting back and listening to what you guys have to say about the repeaters, you know, trying to learn and catch on to that. Over.
All right. I didn't catch you that signed out, so I wanted to make sure if you were out there, we didn't get busy with it. So anyhow, I have a couple of those style antennas, and they're not the greatest performers. The efficiency on them's generally kind of low, and then to get it on the ground, so your ground wave is going to be pretty limited. That means, just the direct signal from you to the another station in the area here. But you're generally not looking for ground wave when you're doing HF, and that would not be the right antenna for it, unless you just wanted to go a couple of miles. Now, if you pick your band right, that antenna will get you, the world. But you gotta be on the right band, and band's got to be open. So 10 would be your best bet. 6 would probably not be very satisfying with that antenna, just because of the type of propagation 6 provides. 10, when it opens, that antenna will work anywhere in the world. 15, even 20, probably get you some success in the Europe and stuff across the country when the band's open. Below 20, an antenna like that is going to be real tough to I'm not saying you can't, but it's going to be real difficult to make some cues when you get around, 30, 40, 80.
Connected to CMN Network.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. I don't know if you heard, one of the Elmers gave me a 10 to 40. Vertical, and so I'm going to, he said his mount, he had it mounted on the fence post, and then he bought another one and mounted it up about 15 feet in a tree with a bunch of radials snaking through the tree, and he works the world with it. So that's what I'm going to try to get that matched, put back together, matched up as close as possible on the fence post, and then mount that up on the chimney. That'll put the feed point of that 17-footer at about, that'll be up over 30 feet, probably 35 feet. Yeah, it'll be 35 feet. I got a two-story house with a real tall chimney. So it's just getting up there to get it mounted. But I'm hoping that'll do the trick, too. Maybe the vertical might be a better bet since I got the fan dipole I put up, a 10 to 40 fan dipole. But I couldn't get it high enough in the air. KF8, FGS, I think we're going over to Tom.
Well, I just want to say in this case here, guys, I definitely don't know what you're talking about trying to follow along on this here. So, if my radio is making noise at the end, I just got this. It's a handheld. I just got it, and it might have the Roger beep or something on it. So I'll have to take a look at my radio and see if everything's okay on it. Over.
Is this Michael 3, Charlie, India?
Charlie, India, acknowledged. Yeah, Tom, yeah, you definitely got some sort of a piercing Roger beep at the end there, and we generally don't enjoy those on these networks, but just give it a look when you get a chance. It's not the end of the world. Charlie, India, I think it might have been a Victor Echo, probably 3, but I'm speculating on that. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, this is Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India. The name here is Brad, Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta, and I'm located in Windsor, Ontario. South of Windsor, Ontario. Over.
All righty. Well, let me make sure I got it. Yeah, okay. I am W8FU, and the name is Sean, and I am up near Mount Clemens, Michigan on my final approach to work. Got to just get a cup of coffee, and I'll be there. We've got four of us in here now. I'm not sure if Tom's checking out or he's still there, so I'm going to keep him in the rotation, and we'll go from there. As far as the verticals go, verticals can work pretty good for you. You know the trick to ham radio is taking what it gives you. If you want to work, if somebody says, I got a schedule, I got to work a guy on 75 on this frequency tonight at 7, you're going to be frustrated often because the band conditions won't be right for that particular band for your particular antenna, often. You get to learn where, that band's fairly reliable, and at night it generally pops up, but you do need wire up in the air. But like 10, 15, and 20, you're really counting on the ionosphere working in you. So basically take what you get. If you're dialing around and you hear 10's wide open, get on it because, man, 10 will just blow you away. First contact I ever had back in 80-something, as a technician, I had a Colt Black Shadow CB. Hold on a sec here. It had been converted to 10-meter and an Antron 99 CB antenna that had been cut down. And someone had set me up with that. And the first contact, the band was wide open the day I got my license. First contact I made was a guy named Akita in Tokyo, Japan. It was my first contact ever. And that was on a converted CB and an old CB antenna, vertical. So just the band conditions are everything. W8FU.
Oh, roger that, Sean. That must have been exciting. I was dialing around. I listened to all the bands, but I was dialing around. 6 was just crickets, and 10 was crickets. Last week or so, and at least at the time I was on, but a lot on 40 and 80 and what have you. And well, there's some screwballs out there too. I dialed in a couple of 11 meters in the CB frequencies, and holy cow, I couldn't believe how terrible it. I mean, it was bad 40 years ago when I was heavily involved, but these guys are just absolutely nuts. They're putting out so much power, and they're just running their mouth. But thanks for the hint there and for the encouragement. I'll on that dipole that I put up, I can tune it. I can get 6 meters tuned in pretty close, but 10 meters is my bet. I'm a 1-to-1. At 50 ohms, and it's putting out, it's giving me the 100 watts. So, KF8FGS, and I'm not sure who's in rotation. We have our friend in Windsor. I think it goes to you.
Yeah. Speaking of antennas, I'm getting an antenna that it'll be indoors. One of my ham friends is bringing it to me. It could be an insider or something else, but it'll be through 10 to 40 meters. So, I'm excited about that. I don't know who it goes to, but V3CCR Friday.
Okay, guys, this is Tom. I'm going to get off here. Like I say, I just got this radio here. Really, the first time I'm talking on it. So I want to get off here and get that Roger beat taken care of because, to be honest with you, I couldn't stand those even on the CV back in the day. I used to hate those things. And, I got to get off here and get this taken care of here real quick, guys. So I'm going to say 73 to everybody here, and nice talking to you. Tom from Bird's Run, if you hear me on the radio, hey, feel free to give me a holler at any time. I'm still learning, and... always willing to learn more, and listening to you guys is pretty good, and I just want to give it to Sean. Guys like that, they're working out in these repeaters and everything. They're doing an excellent, great job. You could tell when they're really working good together. You can definitely tell, but just want to say KF8, GV8, 73, and now.
KF8, GBV.
Go ahead, GBV.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I just listening on my drive in here, and I heard Tom come in. Whenever I hear Tom, I always like to check in and say hello, because I believe the call signs get awarded in sequence, and he's KF8GBA, and I'm KF8GBB, so anytime I encounter him, it's always amusing to me. So good morning to you, Tom, if you're still out there, and hope you guys are doing well, enjoying the conversation here.
KF8GBB, this is KF8GBA. Hey, how's it going there? I got a hop back off the radio, though. I gotta figure out my Roger Beat problem here. But hey, nice talking to you. We'll talk again here in a minute. I just want to say 73 again and back out. Over.
This is KF8FGS. David, I think we lost Sean. I know that he was on his way to work. Did you sign off, Sean?
I'm at just at the drive-thru here. I'll be back in for a minute in a second. Carry on.
Yeah, a friend in Windsor. This is David, KF8FGS. We're in Utica, Michigan. What is your call and what is your name, sir?
The call is Victor Echo 3, Charlie Charlie India. Victor Echo 3, Charlie Charlie India. And the name here is Brad. Bravo, Romeo, Alpha, Delta. Bravo, Romeo, Alpha, Delta.
Good morning, Victor Echo 3, Charlie, Lima, India. Brad, well, it's good to hear you, our friends from Canada. What part of Windsor are you at?
I'm in South Windsor. Right across the border from you guys from Detroit, so, yeah, V3CCI.
I think Journey said that was born and raised in South Detroit, isn't that Windsor?
Yeah, Windsor is that part of Canada that's south of Michigan. I told somebody, they said, where do you live? And I said, well, I live north of Canada. And they didn't quite understand, because they didn't really understand the geography. This is KF8FGS. We'll shoot it back to Brad.
Yeah, I've lived in Windsor all my life, but where I used to live was a town called, I don't know if you're familiar with it, Amherstburg, Ontario. It's a very nice town, and I don't know if you heard of Boblo Island, but when I was little, I used to go to Boblo Island, and I would take the ferry boat down there and all that. And there's a restaurant called Ducks on the Roof down there. I don't know if it's still open, but, yeah. Amherstburg is such a great town. V3CCI.
Yeah, I remember Boblo and Amherstburg. So I didn't go there a lot, but been there enough to know it. So, well, very good, gentlemen. I am making my final approach here. I'm right on schedule. I've been early the last couple of weeks, so this feels almost like I'm a little behind schedule. But I really don't have to be in there until 7:30. So, but I'm going to get inside and get my day started. You guys, have fun. Good luck with the antenna work there. I want to comment one thing. I'm a big fan of the fan dipoles. I don't know what band, you know, but you do got to get them up in the air. So, 30, 40 foot minimum. And I run mine at 40. Works really, really well for me, all the way down to 80.
And so that would be my choice if I were looking to put up an antenna and get some performance. But you got to get it in the air. All right, catch you guys later. W8FU.
This is KF8FGS. David, I don't hear anybody else. Brad, you want to take it again? This is KF8FGS. We're going to QSY over to the Morning Brew.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KCHKJL.
Good morning, Cujo. KF8FGS here.
Morning, Dave. Heading out to Hudsonville today.
Well, that's quite a little drive. I had a customer in Hudsonville. It was a place that made frozen pizzas and cookies. That was a crazy place.
And they had some place, pizza steel, I can't think of. I've been there before. It was like 7 years ago. You know, so I can't think of what they do. But I've been in places like that. I've been in places where they make the caps for ketchup bottles and, you know, cartons that say heavy CD.
Roger that. It is absolutely amazing the number of little widgets that there are, you know, that people make. And, you know, it seems to be a very narrow, you know, narrow market, you would think. But they sell millions of them. They sell millions of them. Well, I hope that today should be a pretty nice day for driving. Hey, back to you.
Yeah, I don't foresee any issues. Oh, who's calling me now? I'll be back. KCK Joe.
KE8VFI Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
No nodes coming in, no VoIP, nothing that uses the internet without being on 44net. If you're on 44net, you can get to the stuff, but anything that's not on 44net is being prevented from getting in. So I've mentioned it to Fred, but I haven't heard anything back. Oh, okay. I just noticed. Pierce's connecting. All right. I'm sure we'll figure it out.
Yep.
I'll try to. Well, I don't know. I don't know where to look. So, working with Fred. I'll let you know. W interview. All right, another question. I put a call into that guy about the 7,000. Just got an answer in a voicemail, so we need to hear back from him. I'm just wondering if there might be more people out there who would be interested in looking at a larger quantity, what you might do. So low, I can't make out who that is. I'll crank the volume. I'll try it one more time.
Whoever paid the internet bill, thank you. We are back up and running. WARCY. Thank you for your efforts.
WOJ.
Connected to CMN Network.
Morning, Brad. How you doing, young man?
Back here. I've got an appointment with a user here in 10 a.m. First, you out there figured I would jump in and say good morning to you while I had a few minutes. How's your day going so far, Rick? Back over to you.
Pretty easy. All I've had to do today yet is pick up some prescriptions. mile down the street at the pharmacy. That's pretty much it. But I've been up since about 4, and with the kind of warm, muggy weather already, I'm already ready for a nap.
I'm already ready to go home for the day. So I feel you there. But hey, it's supposed to be mostly nice day here today. It's raining this afternoon, so I try to get down to the river, walk before the rain hits, and walk the river, walk a little bit close enough. Back over to you.
Somebody's trying to get in, but they're not making it. Brad, check the weather or the radar before you go, because there's some rain moving in.
KF8GBV. I believe it was you're making it in. Go ahead. And I certainly will check the radar before I leave, Eric. Other station, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is KF8GBB. Just out here in Ferndale, working on a little remodel project and checking the radio. How you guys doing? The name's Andy.
Well, good morning, Andy. Nice to meet you, and when it comes back around to you, what the heck are you remodeling? A home, a storefront, or fill us in? You got me curious already. Brad, go ahead.
I can say for certain that he is not working in or on my house at all. My home is in Ferndale, but I am currently downtown Detroit by the Renton here at work and on a quick break here. Go ahead, Andy. Mike is yours. This is Kilo Echo 8 with Team November Victor.
Well, Rick, I am doing a little addition on an old house down here. I think we actually spoke once before. You mentioned you used to be a sawman, if I recall correctly.
Oh, yeah, how you doing? Well, that's good. If you're doing an addition, a new addition, it's always nice doing new work instead of having to rip up and repair old work. Or at least it was for me. We didn't do a whole lot of that. KEAWOJ for ID. Brad, go ahead.
Depending on the neighborhood he's working on the, for the house he's working on there in Ferndale, the house might be quite old. I know my house is 100 years old now, and still looks like it's brand new, great condition. Over to you, Andy.
Saratoga runs parallel to 9 Mile. And yes, it is an old house. They tried to remodel it and come to find out that the back half of the house wasn't even on a foundation. They just built it in the dirt 100 years ago.
Well, that's always nice to find out. Well, good luck with that. KEAWOJ.
Saratoga, I think that's over by me. I am off of Martin Road, there by Breckenridge, there in Ferndale. But I'm going to have to say 7-3 here, gentlemen. I got an appointment with a user here in a few minutes. Got to get up back up to my desk so I can be ready for them to get their issue taken care of. Good hearing from both you gentlemen, and we'll say 7-3. This is KEAWNB. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, good to make the acquaintance there, and 73 to you, sir. Yeah, Rick, they were just trying to straighten things out and level it all out, but the further they went into it, they realized, oh, this is just sitting in the dirt, which is incredible. But it stayed upright for so long. It wasn't straight, but it was upright, and it lasted 100 years. So the builder just decided that project was not worth trying to save. So they just tore that all down, put in a new foundation, and I get to build on new foundation, and then just try to connect it to the old. So that's always fun, you know. They used to insulate these houses with newspaper, and you find all these old ads from 1920, you know, and see the cost of things.
Well, Andy, it sounds like you got your work cut out for you there, and I got to get on out of here. I got two gorgeous young ladies sitting with me on the porch there, so I'll have to get back to you sometime. Good luck with your project there, and stay safe and careful. KEAWOJ, I'll be clear.
KEAWOJ, thank you very much, Rick. I hope you have a great day, sir, and I'm sure I'll catch up with you again. I will sign off as well. KF8GBB, clear.
KF8GBB, this is KF8GBA, copy?
GBA, my ham brother, I do copy. How are you, sir?
Doing fine, thank you for asking, sir, and how about yourself? I was eavesdropping on your conversation there, and I kind of heard that you're doing a little old to new residential work. Over.
Yeah, we're remodeling out here, and I've been a carpenter for a long time, so it's another day of building the world for me, but I do enjoy it very much. It's nice to work with your hands, and it's nice to have something to look at the end of the day.
Yeah, KFA-GBA. Yeah, this is Tom and Bertrand. Okay. Now, the reason why I can relate to that, what you're talking about, sir, is because I started drywall at 15. I could do plaster. I've done houses from 1898 on up. I've done HUD houses to probably million-dollar homes or plus. And I'm going to tell you right now, one of the things I found to be one of the pleasurable and enjoyable and take pride jobs are old to new and new to old. And the reason why anybody can do any new work, it's easy. It's all set up and square. But when you can match your work to that work that's been sitting there out of place, it's out of sync. It's, you know, nowhere near square anymore. That's the key, my friend. Keep doing what you're doing. Take pride in your work and get better at it. And the reason I say that, when you get better at it, it becomes easier and you just make better money and it's faster, it's easier and more enjoyable at the end of the day. I've done, like I say, I've done schools, I've done Barnes & Nobles, I've done every aspect of drywall and just about painting you can do. And believe me, that is some of the most, you'll be able to take more pride in that than anything. Over.
I agree with you very much there. You're definitely preaching to the choir. I've been a carpenter for 28 years, so definitely have enjoyed trying to make an art of it. And I always like to say that carpentry is the art of doing things the second best way. Because anybody can do it the best way, the easiest way. If everything was right, that would be the best way, and that would be easy. But when things are inevitably wrong, you have to figure out the second best way. And that's what most people miss. A lot of people come up with probably the 10th best way to do it after the first best way fails, if you follow me. KFA-GBB.
KFA-GBB, KFA-GBA. Hey, I tell you what, it's nice to hear that. You've been in that long. You take a lot of pride in your work. So then you know exactly what I'm talking about on that there. I've done drywall since 78, and I've gotten out of it here. I've had to. My arthritis and everything, I can't lift the board like I used to. I can't hold the drywall knives anymore. I never used tools. I always used hand tools. And, you know, the body tells you when it's time to stop, so I've had to give it up. And I'm glad I did. Done it so long, I'm tired of it. I love it and hate it. You know how it is. Love-hate relationship. Over.
Yeah, Tom, that's a good run. I started in 1998, so you got a couple years of experience on me. Are you still working? Over.
Well, what the sad part is back in the day, being a renegade in drywall painting, you know, we're at the lower form of the ladder, lower form of the food chain out there in the trades, you know, and it used to be a lot more wilder and crazier than what it is now, and, you know, I'm probably going to have to work till, you know, the day I die, probably, you know. I'm going to get a little bit of money, but, you know, you kind of get used to having that money in your pocket. And I'm going to probably have to work part-time or maybe better just so I can, you know, have spending money and things of that nature like that there, you know. But also I always notice that people live longer, work longer, live longer, vice versa, and so forth. Copy?
That's very true. Tom, they say if you don't use it, you lose it. And I know it gets hard to do that as you get older to continue to be in the construction industry, but I've heard some statistics. I don't know how accurate they are. I never followed up on them, but your highest chance of having a heart attack or having something go wrong is in the first year of retirement. And there's probably some correlation to that, you know? Let's keep moving.
KF8GBB, KF8GBA. Well, I found that, you know, I've worked kind of around of older folks' home there, and I noticed all the people that were like 80 or 90, you can retire, but you got to stay active. You got to stay moving. You got to stay active. I noticed the people back in the 80s that retired out of the shop and said, I'm just going to go home and sit around all the time, and that's what they did. They weren't around, looked like, past 5 years, and maybe a little more or something, but it seemed like the people that come home and said, hey, you know, I'm going to go walk every day, I'm going to go do a hobby, get outside, go fishing, you know, those people seem to just, look, my man, even if you just go out and just walk, I think it's one of the least strenuous, best exercises in the world.
KF8GBB, yeah, that's very true. Yeah, stay moving. Walking is a great way, they say. There's some more numbers on that, too, that I can't recall, but I know that if you take a certain amount of steps every day, your odds of a lot of things, a lot of bad health problems, go way down once you get over 10,000 steps a day, I believe. I definitely got that for now. Over.
Well, let me tell you, boss man, you know, sounds like you got the right plan. And listen, you know, being in the trades the way you are, you always have to be thinking with ambition and enthusiasm. And as long as you can do that, you'll stay good till your body says one day. Your body might just say one day, that's it. That's what mine did. I work over at River Place now, Frankenmuth, and I clean the place. I do grounds. I do maintenance and take out the trash and stuff like that. I stay pretty busy now, so I get well over 10,000 steps a day. It's hard to gain any weight for me, sir. I can tell you what, I can eat like a horse, and I stay at the same weight no matter what's going on. Over.
Yeah, there's a lot of work for painters up there in Frankenmuth. My father-in-law is a painter and has been for a long time, and he almost stays exclusively busy working at the hotels and working in Frankenmuth. I bet you he's there today. But yeah, there's a ton of work there in Frankenmuth, and he stays active too, so that's good to hear, Tom.
Well, I forgot your name, right? It's Andy, right? Yeah, no, I'm out of painting and drywall and that. I give that up about 4 years ago or so. I just got, you know, I'm just burned out, man. I love it. Don't get me wrong, but it's just, it hurts to do it now, and it's a lot of work, man. You know, I'm getting where I'm just tired, man, you know, tired of it. And, you know, sometimes you just need a new flavor, you know. So, like, sometimes on your hamburger, man, you just put something different on it for, you know. But I guess I'm switching hamburgers or whatever and trying something different, you know. But, yeah, just need something different now. And I just feel way better. You know, I'm good at it. Don't make the best money. But, hey, you know, I'm not killing myself anymore neither. Construction's hard.
That it is, sir. That it is. Well, I'm glad to hear you're moving in a good direction. And radio's sounding good, by the way. I think last time we spoke, you were you had just put up a new antenna, maybe, if I recall correctly. Is that accurate, Tom? And it is Andy. Over.
Yes, sir. Got that antenna up. And had a TID radio, a H3, and great little radio, and it fell. And I had I didn't have my rubber duck antenna on and it broke and I messed it up. So this radio I'm talking to you on now, I just ordered it. And probably about my second time really using it. I'm glad to hear it sounds good. You know, but yeah, boss, I'm going to get off here and, you know, let you get back to work. And you know, hey, anytime you hear me on here, man, you know, Tom from Birch Run, man, feel free to holler, man, you know. Especially, I know that you're a brother in the trades, man. It's hard out there, man. We need good old school guys out there, though, man. You know, knock things out, get shit done, or get stuff done, and, you know, move on. KFA, GBA.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. I will sure cross your path again here on the airwaves. Hope you have a good day. 73 to you, sir. KF8, GBB, clear.
Well, thank you, sir. You have a blessed day, and this is KF8, GBA, 73 and clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KCKJO and Duran.
Hey Tom, what's going on? KE8RU8.
Oh, heading to Hudsonville. Taking a door issue there. And then figure out from there where we're going next.
Cool. Sounds like fun. At least you're spending most of your day in the air-conditioned vehicle. It's a bear out there already.
Yeah, I know that it says 77, but I know the humidity's up high because of the rain that we're getting here and there. So it's probably like 85 out then.
Yeah, I'm at 16 in Grosbeck right now, and my car just picked up. I think my thermometer's off by quite a few degrees, but it's saying 87. So, I don't know. I think it picks up a little extra heat off the roadway.
Oh, I'm sure. Mine does that every so often. I had one that couldn't decide what temperature it was outside because, you know, the thermometer was all messed up. So it was like 104 outside, and it goes, oh, it's only 50, and it shut off my air conditioner. And I was dying.
That's exactly what I was going to say, is that that causes quite the issue with the AC and heat in the vehicle if your thermostat's not working there.
Oh, the thermostat was fine. It didn't overheat or anything. It was a stupid thermometer, you know, the car thermometer. You know, it was just malfunctioning. It was like there was a wire loose or something. I mean, I was sitting there one time, like I said, it was 100-some-odd degrees. And also the thermometer said first it hit 50, and then it started dropping. And then it said minus 30. I'm like, oh, that ain't right.
Yeah, I've had that happen before. And it really wreaks havoc on what is happening in your vehicle, that's for sure.
Yeah, it didn't like it, I know that much. Yeah, and then I was driving to pick up my daughter last night, and we took my car, the Explorer, and my wife's like, oh my God, this air conditioning is, like, superb. She was so happy, it was, like, ice cold, and she loved it. So it's blowing on me, it's chilling my nose, you know, because she likes AC. But her Hyundai, for some reason, doesn't get as cold. But mine, my God, it was like an icebox.
Yep, it is certainly nice when it works adequately. It's a real game changer.
Oh, absolutely. Especially with, you know, asthma. You know, got to keep it cool. My chest is just all congested. You know, with the allergies and all the spring blooming is really wreaking havoc on my sinuses right now.
Oh, I know all about it. I've been dying over here with allergies. It's been a real bummer.
You know, it's really funny. It's humid outside, but wearing my CPAP, you know, it reduces humidity, and I end up waking up with cotton mouth. I'm like, oh. But then if I put the humidity too high, you know, then I run out of air, you know, I run out of water, I guess, near the end, and then I still wake up someone with cotton mouth and not as bad. So I woke up this morning, and I'm like, ugh. It was just all dry, so I mean, tonight I gotta adjust the humidity again.
Yep, you gotta always be fine-tuning those things, that's for sure.
Yeah, last night was the first time in a long time that, in almost 2 years, that I had zero events while I was sleeping. You out and about for work today, or?
I'll catch up with you in a little bit. I'll be back in the car in a little while. I gotta hop out here. I got a meeting, and then I'll be back in the car for a little while, probably in about 45 minutes to an hour.
Sounds good. Enjoy your meeting. I might be around. We'll see. Once I get outside of Lansing area, or, you know, right around there, then I start dying out. So, all right. Enjoy the meeting. I'll chat with you later. 783 in your final. KC8KGO.
All right. We'll talk to you later. KE8RUH.
Connected to CMN Network.
Oh, I hate iPhones.
Hey, Sean. W8FU.
Oh, there
you are. I just said hi.
Oh, I didn't catch it. Oh, man. Just sitting there bailing once again with the iPhone, things it won't do. Oh.
So we love to talk about gas prices. Went to Menards this morning to do my cardio walk. On the way in, Sheets was at $3.89. In there for half an hour, walking around, come back out. $4.39 in the matter of a half an hour.
Oh, boy. What now? Did somebody plug the toilet at one of the refineries or something?
Yeah, that was kind of my first thought, too.
Or is it just summer and everybody's traveling up north and stuff while the kids are out of school, so... Let's raise the prices then for the summer.
No, I don't think it's that at all. I mean, it's a Tuesday. It's not like it's a Friday before a holiday or something like that, you know, which is when you usually see those kind of gas price rises. But, nope, I just think it's something happening in the Middle East. That's all.
That is kind of crazy, but, oh, well. I think I got it for $3.69 with my 20 cents off. I think it was $4.89 when you told me about it on Sunday. And I think I got it for 20 cents less with my points. So I'm good for a while. I don't drive that much. But I don't got a tank like you got, that's for sure.
Yeah, I kind of pulled a similar trick. I filled up at $3.79 with my 10 cents off. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you about that gas price jump. It was just, that's the most I've ever seen in a short period of time. Anyway, I got to start working on getting ready to go to PT, so I will say 73 old man, WY8F.
Good timing, because I just pulled up at Tropical Smoothie Cafe, where I'm going to get my drinkable lunch. I'll be right up you.
It's not crucial. Yeah, I know what you mean. The only thing is I might want to have some power for some stuff. A couple of radios I want to make sure that if somebody wants to see them working. So I just might bring in an extension cord and a power supply, and if I have to run it across the aisle to a plug or... wasn't there some power on some of the support pillars in the middle?
Yeah, you know, I don't think there are any support pillars in the middle. But, you know, so I go to so many of these, and a lot of times, you know, you're where you think you're going is a different place, and, you know, what I really need to do is take pictures and, you know, label them where I was and all of that stuff. It's like, I know there should be a Midland swap coming up, and I don't know if I missed it already or if it's coming up, but I wanted to go to Midland, and it's like, I don't know when it is. I'm just not organized enough when it comes to picking my dates and stuff like that.
You know, last year I went to Midland, and I wanted to see what it was like. You know, it was a total waste of time and money. Sold absolutely nothing. It was very small. I wouldn't waste your breath on that one.
Well, see, maybe it's not Midland that I'm thinking of. So I need to take the pictures. So I am just in a parking spot here. And I need to run in and pick something up real quick, so... Let me let you go. Just wanted to say hello, and I'll catch up with you later. And obviously, we'll see you down at Monroe. KPRN at HTV.
All right, catch you later. I'm just on my way to work. 73KPR.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Double U8 CMC.
Anybody around? This is double U8 CMC. You're barely making it. Barely making it, my friend.
This is Echo 86 Denver Victor. Nothing heard from that other station. Echo 86 November Victor will be.
Whiskey 8, Charlie Mike Charlie Mobile. I'm
in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Anybody around?
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey November, Victor, monitoring.
ZKE8RNV. KE8RNV. This is double UHTMC.
That was Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey November, Victor, Whiskey. Back over to you.
Yeah, real good, Brad. It sounds like you might be in Ferndale on a handy talkie. Is that correct?
Oh, I am on a handy talkie, but not in Ferndale. I work downtown Detroit, in right next to the Renaissance Center. So I am downtown Detroit right now, right in front of Jeff. Back over to you.
Well, very nice. I used to work downtown Detroit in the Buell Building downtown off of Griswold in Congress. So, very nice. Which repeater are you going to pass?
Oh, I believe it is the Warren 442, the KFDI. I believe it's the Warren one here. Back over to you.
Okay, you must be on a high floor up there somewhere. The only building I know near Renaissance Center would be the Blue Cross building across the street.
Ah, yes, well, you would be correct in that building, but I'm at... I think you tried calling earlier, and I tried calling, but I was inside and just couldn't make it through that steel and glass there. Back over to you.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, you're doing fine from where you're at now. You're still a little choppy, though. There's still some choppiness, but I'm glad I'm able to make a contact, at least. Anyway, I'm going to let you go because I just destinated, so thanks for responding to my call, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon. Double UHCMC, Port St. Lucie, Florida.
All right, yeah, so, well, I heard you out there, and it was close enough to break time for me, so I ran outside real quick so we could make that contact. Lucky enough that they let me bring my radios to work as long as I'm not disturbing anyone, which I never do. But you have a wonderful rest of your day, and we will chat with you down the logs, hopefully. This is Kilo Echo 8, 15 November, Victor.
Brad, we'll talk to you later. Whiskey 8, Charlie, Mike, Charlie, Colin will be clear.
No, Whiskey 2, Papa Oscar, Papa monitoring.
KF8FTS.
KF8FTS, double U8CMC.
This is KF8FGS calling N8WRO. N8WRO, do you copy? N8WRO, go ahead. Good afternoon, Jim. This is KF8FGS, David here. I'm working on, I'm taking this exam for the ICS 100 and 200, and they're asking me for the organizational zip code. Do you have that? Over.
Yes, sir. I just did that last night myself. 48043. Let's just go ahead and use 48043.
Roger that. Okay, I got to get back to this. They time me out pretty fast on this sign-up sheet here, so I got to get back to it. Thank you very much. N-A-W-R-O, this is KF8FGS. We'll clear.
Copy your last. N-A-W-R-O, clear as well. One inside.
W-H-C-M-C. This is W-H-B-O-X. What up, Colin?
What's going on, Mr. John? It's been so many years. I'm surprised.
Yes, it has. You up north here, you still down in Florida?
I'm still in Florida. I'm surprised Pam let you on the radio.
Oh, I'm just heading back from work, so she lets me play in the car. I haven't got the base station up in the condo yet.
Work? I thought you retired.
Yeah, I retired in 15 and then went back to work for the city of Clawson in 17, so as their fire marshal. So I've been keeping my fingers in the fire service as best I can.
Oh, so you went from an active duty job to a pen and paper job. I see.
Well, I still show up, and if the chief or one of the assistant chiefs are out and about, I kind of run a show during the day. But other than that, yeah, lots of paperwork. I'm doing inspections and, just kind of dabbling in things.
Well, that's kind of crazy to be retired for 2 years and now you're back to work for another 10. It's like, when do you get time to do you?
Well, the nice part about it is I work my own schedule, and that was part of the stipulation when I came back to work. So I basically work Mondays, Tuesdays, and most of the time just a half day Wednesday, so I get a 4-day weekend every week.
Yeah, okay, if you got it like that, then you do you, you know what I mean? Have you hit 70 yet?
Nope, two more years. Two more years, and then I think I may hang it up. But I feel good, look good, and still got my brain, so I guess that's what counts.
Yeah, because at 70, you can take the max Social Security, and then that way, you know, you'll be maxed out everywhere because you can't make no more what you're capable of working. So, yeah, 70 would be a good point for you to just hang it up.
Well, I've been on Social Security since I retired from TACOM. I had to take my, it was a supplement that the government paid in lieu of Social Security until I was 65, and then when 65 hit, then I had to go on Social Security, so this is, it's like extra money. It's,
my beer and toy money.
Has Pam been working at all?
No, she hasn't been working. She had a minor stroke about a year ago, which kind of affected her brain-to-mouth link called aphasia. She knows what she wants to say and sometimes has a hard time getting the words out. So I've been pretty good at translating her thought patterns. But no, she basically hangs out at the condo, and one of our daughters is like 5 minutes away from her, so they hang out a lot together and go shopping and stuff, so she keeps busy.
Sorry to hear about the stroke. All these old people getting stuff and the young generation all getting cancer. It's crazy. But good to hear that everything's on the up and up. And stuff like that. But dang, it's good to hear from you. I didn't expect to hear you on the air and probably forever.
Well, I think since you left for Florida, probably the last time I talked to you was before you went down there, but then radios have been on and off and on and off, and I just kind of got out of it, and then typical got back into it. I'm moving into Macomb County, so I'm with the ARPSC over there, so they're keeping me in line, still dabbling in the hobbies, so it's all good. What are you up to?
Nothing, just staying out of trouble here in Port St. Lucie. We finally landed a permanent spot, and just keeping busy with work, and that's about it. So I just put the radio back in the car, and that encouraged me to download all these apps so I could get on the All-Star and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, last August we sold the Clawson property and had to tear all my antennas down, tore the shack down, and we bought a condo up in Macomb Township. And so I'm waiting for them to finish my roof, and then I'm going to commence to doing some attic antennas and some stealthy stuff. I'm going to load my rain gutter for my HF. I got an alpha antenna that they call the HOA Buster. It's a coil for tuning coil that tunes for rain gutters, and I've heard to talk to a couple of guys, and they've tried them, and they work pretty well, so I'm kind of getting excited about that.
Yeah, I got the same one, and it didn't work so well for me, so I just used a long wire. In fact, I got to put another one up. That was only temporary. I got to put one in the attic. But having a long wire is much better than having a coil, because the coil takes all the power and the signal. So if you can get the wire out, I know it's hard in condo, and I live in an HOA myself, but in a house, so I've got like 50 to 60 feet of roof line I can easily put an antenna in the attic. So that's what I'm probably going to end up doing. I finally got one back in the car. W8VOX, double U8CMC.
W8CMC, W8VOX. Yeah, I'm gonna have to see. I haven't really got a good place to bring the cabling in into the basement from the roof. So I don't know. I'll try this HOA Buster first, and then we'll see how that goes. Well, Sterling Heights has got a Blazer patrol car. Amazing.
I was recently in Detroit, and one of the first things I recognized is that the roads are in the same poor shape they were when I left. Potholes everywhere and construction everywhere. It's a disaster. 696 completely closed. We're working on 96. They were working on Merriman. And just a lot of construction, a lot of craziness. So I don't miss any of that.
Well, I found the easiest way from where I'm at to Clawson. I take the 53, the freeway down to 18 Mile to Livernois and right into downtown. So it's pretty good. But yeah, I mean, we had to put up with I-75 reconstruction for almost 3 years, and then they decided to do 696, and that's been going on 2 years now. So yeah, it's fix them damn roads, you know. So they're doing it all right.
I lived 696 when they built it. I was 7 years old when they finished it in 1989. And I remember walking over all the construction barrels, getting to the Detroit Zoo from our house in Ferndale, and walking over all that construction. And then later on that year, them opening up that entire stretch of freeway, and it, how beautiful 696 was for many, many years, dude. You know, it didn't start getting bad until, I don't know, like, maybe around the time I left, 2019, somewhere around there, because they never had to patch it or anything because it was done right the first time. But that freeway, if you imagine, it's, 40 years old now. So it's time to redo it.
Oh, yeah, by far. I remember when I was working at Beaumont, they relocated some of those big homes along, I think, out of Oak Park, and might have been like Huntington Woods, some of those big old two-story homes that they had coming down 13 Mile, come up Greenfield and down 13 Mile and then down Woodward, wherever they relocated them to.
Yeah, they did a lot of that. Yeah, those houses would have been in Huntington Woods and Oak Park right along that stretch there. Because I remember when 10 Mile went through and all the businesses there were along 10 Mile. They faced 10 Mile. And 10 Mile was just like 9 Mile. You know, it was one of those busy streets with businesses and you had houses and whatnot. But it was really something when they brought that expressway in. And I remember a lot of that. Riding my bike along 10 Mile and getting in trouble because I wasn't supposed to go that far.
Oh, I can believe that, knowing you. You were a little whirling dervish when you were younger.
Oh, yeah. I did whatever I wanted to do.
Well, I'm going to let you drop off here, Colin. I'm just about got to pull over and get some gasoline here at Sam's Club. So I will say 7-3, and it's been great talking to you, and I'll keep my ears open for you later. W8CMC, W8VOX.
All right, John. Don't be any stranger. Hopefully when you're getting your gas, you can stop and get your bottle of wine and your newspaper and maybe a cigar. 73, double U8VOX from double U8CMC.
And that was a blast from the past. Bless his soul.
Zero Bravo, Agent, Zero Alpha.
KA8DIT listening.
My God, the service drive couldn't be any worse. And I blame the Donald. I was just about to ask if it was the service drive down the street, because that's the only one I know that can be a pain sometimes. What's wrong? Is there an accident there?
Well, all the usual tomfoolery, the construction and the single lane closure and everything else. And then, just before all that, a semi breaks down. So it's like you can't even get off the freeway without bumper to bumper. And then, of course, the people on that are on the service drive not yielding to the people coming off. Of course, they're in a predicament because the cars are bumper to bumper coming off. They would never be able to move forward if they didn't get out there. So it's just a mess.
Back in the 80s when the ex-wife worked there south of 11NG Quinder, and where that Fa restaurant is now was a diner that my ex-wife and her sister worked at. And we'd be coming out of there at times in the early afternoon, 1, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Going the other way was just as crazy, and you'd still see people coming off of that ramp and getting backed up that early in the afternoon. And like I said, it was like 40 years ago or so. So not much has changed with that crazy bottleneck, and of course the construction, and I guess they're also repairing a lot of the service drives in certain areas too. I mean, 696 was built, what, 2-3 summers ago? But they're still working on top and doing a lot of resurfacing for the service drives.
Hold on, I gotta do some of my own tomfoolery here. All right, I have to turn right off of James on the 12 and then turn left into the sub and loop back, because there was no way I was getting across 12 Mile Road. But I'm there now.
Well, the only thing I can say is don't forget to put the landing gear down before you land the plane.
It's all good. I'm in my subdivision. So all I got to do now is make a couple of turns and back in the drive. And then it's, hello. Anyhow, then it's all downhill and shady.
I believe you usually grab the mail before you back in, so don't forget to do that. And we'll catch up with you down the road, or in the evening, or tomorrow morning. Have a good one. W8RCY.
Okie dokie. We'll catch you in a bit. Yeah, I just got off there at 696, and it was all messed up, and you're the closest one, so I blame you. Anyhow. All right, I'm at my mailbox. Catch you later. W8FU.
Yeah, you can blame me for that kind of stuff, because like I said, I dealt with it back in the 80s, so not much has changed. Have a good evening. Radio will be on. W8RCY.
KPN.
Good evening. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, monitoring and listening. How's it going?
Good afternoon. I'm not sure I recognize the call. My name is Dakota here. I'm doing well, just cooking some dinner. What about you?
Nice to meet you. Well, I am a new ham as of Friday, so I can't blame you for not recognizing my call sign yet. But I'm over here getting ready for some volunteer work I'm actually going to start tomorrow. So a lot of prepping stuff here, getting things ready there. It's more of a support role for a Christian kids camp, so I'm going around gathering mechanics tools, getting my own luggage put together, and all the audiovisual equipment.
Right on. Congrats on the ticket, and good on you for the volunteer work. Which repeater are you coming in?
I'm coming through the Hazel Park one, 600.
Well, you sound good. Did you have any radio experience before getting your ham ticket? Were you on the GMRS side first?
Well, actually, I can blame the volunteer work we do for getting me into this hobby ultimately. We'd always use FRS radio to communicate as staff, and I've been more particularly interested in that as well. But it was only this year when I decided to look into the GMRS side of things at first. And once I realized that I liked it and it's worth taking the ham license, I decided to do that as well. How about you? How long have you been in the hobby for?
All right, sweet. Yeah, I've ran across several people that have used radios for work, and that kind of spurred the interest. I got licensed in 2022, I think. Yeah, my tech in 22 and general in 23, or tech in 21 and general in 22, something along those lines.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, a couple of years is still a pretty long time. Do you typically do HF as well?
I was pretty big in HF for a while there. I was doing POTA and was a lot of portable stuff, and then kind of burned myself out of it and then went back to the UHF, VHF stuff. But just recently started getting back into the HF side of stuff. I'm not sure if you've heard or are familiar with ARPSC, but I joined that not too long ago, and it's more of a MCOM situation. So just making sure that I'm proficient with all my portable gear still.
Now, I have listened to this repeater a month ago, and I did hear some type of field day exercise that was going on. Would that be part of the APRS thing that's going on?
I believe so. It was probably a simulation. You probably heard a bunch of people getting dispatched and giving reports and whatnot.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Field day, I think, is something different, and I think that's a little bit later in the year, and that's usually a bunch of clubs getting together to try to get more call sign or get more contacts than the others.
Yes, thank you so much for clarifying that, too. I am Chris, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta. I think it was that simulation that I was listening to. I knew it was held on a Saturday.
Yeah, they do those once or twice a year as a simulation for training and preparedness and whatnot, and that was the first one. I was actually participating in that before I was an official member, I believe, so... Another cool thing to do with radio, if you want to be involved and do some volunteer stuff, that's another avenue.
Well, that definitely sounds like a lot of fun, too. Did you participate in it this year?
I did briefly. I had some equipment issues and was only able to do one deployment, unfortunately. I didn't have the my antenna that I have just doesn't work or had doesn't work great, and could not get it even close to where I needed to, so I gave up and didn't have any other gear with me. So unfortunately, I was out of the running pretty quick, but plan on doing another one in the fall.
Was that the UHF VHF stuff?
No, I was dispatched to send a wind link, and I was trying to do it over HF, and I had a portable screwdriver antenna that just does not like my pickup truck, so I could never get the SWR within safe enough range to transmit, so I ended up having to send it over Telnet, and that was the only HF antenna I had with me.
Oh, man. It sounds like a really sad experience then to have an equipment failure like that. Well, maybe next year we can, or you can do it a lot better and more efficiently, especially now that you know the main issue that's with it.
Some of the newer understood correct have non-magnetic or non-ferrous materials that the truck body is made out of, so that you can't use it as a ground plane, unlike the vehicle that I have where you can use it as a ground plane.
I have since remedied that because of the frustration, but from my understanding, it's a 26 Silverado. I'm pretty sure the bed and the body are still made out of steel. I don't think they're aluminum like Ford just yet, but I could be totally wrong, and that explains why I have a Comet 2x4. That is the only antenna I can get a good SWR with on that truck. Anything other than that, it gets pretty bad pretty quick. So I've since removed the idea of putting anything on the vehicle and just using the vehicle, so I've got one of those roll-on flagpole holders that I can put a mast in and throw a wire up in a pretty quick amount of time, so I don't have to deal with the screwdriver or the grounding issues anymore.
K-E-8-R-U-H.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Dakota, I got a couple of quick questions for you when you get a chance. Give me a buzz if, I don't know if you're in the car right now or what you're doing, but give me a buzz and I'll catch up with you in a little bit. I'll throw it back over. I don't know how the rotation was going. It was K-E-8-R-U-H.
There wasn't really much of a rotation, but all right, I'll jump out and I'll give you a ring. The new call that I already forgot, I apologize. I think you said your name was Chris. Pleasure meeting you. I'm sure I hear you out here. I will hear you out here. And then I think that was Darren out there as well, so I will catch you guys later. Hey, DBF.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure meeting you today. I hope your food is really good that you're working on. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta. Clear when you are.
NADBF, I'll be clear.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Delta. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Echo. Were you at the Hazel Park exam last week?
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Delta. I couldn't quite catch what you were saying, but I did hear my call sign, and I did hear the ham radio exam last week, and yes, I was at the one on June 2nd.
Copy that. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Echo. So we are just one call sign digit apart. And congratulations. I'm a new ham as well.
Wow, I guess that makes us call sign buddies. That's really cool. I guess they were right about issuing them sequentially. How are you liking it so far?
Yeah, I've been enjoying it. I've been listening while I was studying, especially on this repeater here because it's linked with Romeo in Richmond, and I live up in St. Clair, so I can pick it up from there as well. But I've been enjoying it and considering studying for the general.
Yeah, they did offer me the general exam while I was there, and I decided to take it because why not? Unfortunately, I completely bombed it because I was completely unprepared for it. What kind of ham radio are you using right now? It's sounding really good and clear from where I'm at over here in Madison Heights right now.
Copy copy that. I'm actually in Sterling Heights waiting for my wife to get out of work. We commute together. I'm on a Bolfang GT5R, and I have a quarter wave antenna, which works pretty well.
Not bad, not bad at all. How long is one of those quarter-length antennas, by the way? I'm not exactly sure I know the length of it, though. I'm using a 15-inch whip over here with a K5 plus Bolfang.
Yeah, these quarter waves are 19.5 inches, and I have two, actually. I have a signal stick, which works great, and I just picked up this ZDMZ or something like that. I'll have to look it up.
Definitely have to look into it. I know I was actually just looking on Amazon to get a specific, like, 40-inch about tactical antenna. Honestly, would I use it a lot? Probably not. But it would make a great addition for the desktop setup I have at home. I already have a 41-inch GMRS antenna to use my GMRS and radios, and those seem to be doing pretty decently.
Sounds fantastic. Sounds like you've had some experience with the radio world. I'm a newbie. I'm as green as can be, but I have gear acquisition syndrome, and I often do that with all the hobbies that I get into. Maybe we can catch up with each other at Field Day. There's one at Hazel Park coming up.
I know I'm going volunteering starting tomorrow for the next 15 days. What is the day for that Field Day?
That date is the 27th of June. Oh, back to you.
Perfect. I guess that lines up exactly with when I'm expected to be done with this volunteering thing. So I'll definitely see if I can make it out there. Although I do know that the weekends are typically my busiest days.
I hear you. Well, I see my wife coming out, so I will say 73, and nice meeting you. I know exactly who you were from that day, and I was the gentleman at the end. They asked me to do the general test as well, but I just was satisfied with where I was at the time.
Well, fair enough. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you today, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Echo. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, clear.
And Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Echo, clear as well.
KFA-FQN, listening.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, whatever. Kilo Foxtrot 8, FQN. Either way, I'm here. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
That's the heck. How are you doing?
What did you ask?
Yeah, my bad. I said, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just pulling into an empty parking lot here. I might do some radio on HF. I'm not certain about that right now.
Okay, yeah, I seen, I was looking at the, solar weather, and I seen, 4 meters and, 6 meters is open, so that's pretty cool. Product E is, active, that's pretty cool. I didn't think it's for North America, it just says it's for, Europe, though.
Yeah, I had, recently made a contact in Europe, which is a little bit of a surprise for me, because I didn't expect to get one recently.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I wish I'm saving up for an HF radio. I actually might try the AC, actually, instead of a G90. Well, I'm pretty sure UC, yeah, maybe Michigan, G90, but I might be choosing a cheaper UC HF radio to get my general. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, Europe I don't really see a lot, especially even when I'm using a remote ham radio. I know they're higher powered stations. Think about 100 watts on a, they're big antennas, the stations I connect to, like the one in Lake Moxie and stuff. But even there, I don't get Europe contact, so that's pretty cool. Still 10 meters is pretty bad though, but yeah, all the other bands, mostly are good. That's pretty cool.
I want to see if I can set up my antenna on the roof of my car real quick.
Alright, well, yeah, I'm going to go actually right now. My cat is wanting food probably. I wish best of luck to you. And it was nice talking to you. 7:30, KF8, FQN, clean the last.
Talk to you later. Kilo Fox, Trot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
WDAKLL KF8 DIC. KF8 DIC. Clear.
Good evening, DRC. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8. Golf Sierra Delta Chris. I figured I heard you and might as well say hi. I'm currently working on chores, but I hope your evening's going pretty good.
Well, good evening, Chris. Name here is Jack. Yeah, I've been going out and in, and it rained so hard here at the top. I just came inside. I just had a little something to eat. That was it. I'm watching TV. How about you?
Same here. I was outside when doing some things, and then the rain hit, so I'm still soaked from that. But it was torrential. There was just streams of water everywhere. My plan for today is to fold some laundry, pack some things, and get ready to go volunteering starting tomorrow for the next 15 days. So unfortunately, I won't be in the area, but I hope maybe I can echo link into the GM tower to say hello for the morning brews.
Oh yeah, if you have that echo link, yeah, you got no problem at all. They have it. They already have it. They have the other one too, All-Star. So you'll get it. Don't worry about that. I always get it. If I don't get it, here's what's the best thing to do after 8 o'clock is, slow down a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And that's a good time to go after 8 o'clock. About maybe 8:15, something like that. You can get in. But if somebody with you, you gotta call back again.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's kind of what I've been currently doing. Yesterday was my first day trying it out, and today. So what I would do was, on my way to work in the morning, I'd hit up the call sign thing. Of course, I'd make sure not to double up. You'd be surprised how many people accidentally double up too. So what I found works best is to transmit my call sign, unkey, see if there's anyone else talking while I'm doing that, and then key in again. And so far it's been working pretty decently, and I'm just pretty happy that I can be part of this now.
I always like that. Get in the morning and talk to see what the specifics are and all that stuff. And I always do that anyhow. But after 8 o'clock, you know, slow down a little bit. But if you want to know if you're in or not, there's a website on Reflector, you know, GM Reflector. And I tell you, there's a place to tell you if you're in or not. I never I never tried to do that because I'm always on the radio. So it doesn't, you know, doesn't make no difference. If I don't get it right now, I get it at 8:30. Even if 8:30 is open too. So that's how it works.
Oh yeah, that's the website they keep mentioning in the morning too. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I do as well. 8:15, 8:30 is when I'm typically in as well. And again, it's not as busy. I just cannot wake up at 7 a.m. to get it done, unfortunately.
Yeah, there's a nice guy out there. Al is a nice guy. He's from way Upper Peninsula. So, I don't know him a lot, you know what I'm saying? I just, one day he went out and he said, yeah, it's cold out there where you at, Jack. That's what he said. And it's going to get warm. And it sure is. It got warm after that. That's how I know. He said he's way up a peninsula. I don't know where. Iron Mountain or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's really far away, too. Well, I sure hope it does get cold, too, because the last thing I want is to be sweating while volunteering outside in the heat.
Well, let me ask you, when you volunteer, they give you a little break or they give you a little bit of money or one lump sum check or something like that?
Oh, man, I wish. It's more of a family-run thing you do every single year, so it's unpaid, but they do provide all the food and housing for the staff there. So it's just a really fun experience to be able to do what we do, and honestly, I'm fine with not getting paid.
Well, that's good. Take your radio with you. You don't know, you know. That GM, that goes far. I mean, really in the morning. They had people from Australia calling on that echo link. They had people from Hawaii, all over, they call in the morning.
For sure, 100% bringing the radio to this camp. Actually, I think it was this camp's fault that I actually got into the radio hobby. Every single year, there's barely any cellular service there. The Wi-Fi service sucks, so what we use as staff are little FRS radios. And the last 2 years, I've been very interested in how these radios work, messing with the settings, CTCSS codes, etc. And I think that's what actually sparked me to actually pursue GMRS first, and then get my ham license when I realized I actually liked it. So I'm 100% going to bring all of the skills I learned since last year and implement them at the camp, too, even if all the other staff have FRS radios.
Yeah, now as a ham, you can show the people there, too, on your echo link, look how far they talk. They like that. People will like that if you show them how and all that stuff. If you have time, that's what I'm saying.
Of course, assuming we do have time to do that. I'm going to purposefully put the longest antenna on and the fattest battery I have on my handheld just to advertise the goods as much as possible. Maybe pursue some friends to join the ham community or the GMRS community as well.
Yeah, if you have the antenna, the Nagoya 771, the Nagoya 771 is good for all the radios, really. You don't need no more on that. That is the best antenna out there. Just make sure it says on it 771 when you get it. But that is the best antennas out there. All my radios, all my handhelds, they all have the 771 Nagoya.
You know what? This is actually the third time somebody has recommended that antenna, so I'll definitely have to take a look at it. Right now I'm using a 15-inch whip antenna that came with my radio when I got it. It's not too bad. It's flexible, so I can't necessarily break it easily. But for my base station at home, for the GMRS frequencies, I use a 41-inch tactical ABRD antenna I got off of Amazon. Not a bad antenna. And with it, I can easily reach and receive from the Mount Clemens repeater, which is about 14 miles away.
a lot of people have these Nagoya. And they go see, I have a friend, they test them and all that, and they tell me which one is the best. That's why I was telling you. There's no other one out there. I even have the pickup truck one. I have Nagoya 7, I think it's 70, the 70 number on that truck. It works really beautiful. Not even busy signal at all.
Well, I'll definitely look into adding it to my Amazon wish list. I know for the time being my ham radio budget has been expended for the time being. But for sure at the camp I could definitely use a smaller antenna since it's not that big of a campground. Even with like the lowest FRS power, you can somehow sometimes make it from one end of the camp to the other. So while having a nice large antenna would be nice, since everyone else at the camp isn't licensed for GMRS or HAN, it might not be as practical as I'd like it to be to have a big antenna on. It'll probably just get in the way. But definitely if I do commute into town to get supplies, then the big antenna would be helpful.
They don't need it that long antenna, nothing like that. The Nagoya 771, it's a good antenna. It takes you wherever you want to go, really. And like I said, I have a friend, they test them and everything, and they tell me which one is better, that's why. But when you go to a different town, different state, find out what sort of repeater there. You can talk to them. They'll talk to you back.
We did visit the campgrounds a month ago, and I actually did program some of the ham repeaters just to monitor them to see if there's any action, and actually there was action on them. And now that I have my ham license, I'll be actually able to use those as well. I may not have programmed all of the local repeaters in, but I do have repeater book downloaded on my iPad and my iPhone, so now I can easily see what other smaller repeaters in the area and if any of them are equipped with EchoLink.
Yeah, that's all they need to do. Take the radio with you in case you want a good restaurant or you want a good, whatever it is, you know, a gas station nearby or something like that. They'll help you out. I'm 100% sure there.
Fade FGS.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I know it's a more smaller rural community, so there's 100% going to be people using those repeaters locally.
I think there's another station out there. Go ahead, there's a station, KFA-DRC.
KFA Detroit Rock City. This is KFA-FGS, finding good signal. Hello, Jack. David here.
Well, hello, David. How are you? How's it going?
Well, things are going well, Jack. I was just working on the computer here and monitoring and heard you guys talking, and I just thought I would shout out. Yeah, I almost got wet. My wife and I were wrapping up a landscape project outside. We got done just before it started to rain. It was that was exciting. She was really pushing things to keep me working so we get that job done. But and I heard this other station, they're talking about volunteer work. I heard you earlier, you're a new ham, correct? KF8FGS, back to you.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta. Yes, I am a new ham. I just got my license on Friday. So it's a pleasure to meet you here as well. What was your name again, by the way?
Yeah, this is David, and my call is just a little bit. I got my license in December. My call is KF8FGS, Foxtrot Golf Sierra, and I say that I'm finding good signals. And, of course, we have Jack there, who is Detroit Rock City, KF8. DRC. And what is your name?
My name is Chris, and I am located in Royal Oak. Unfortunately, I don't have a good acronym for my call sign just yet, but I actually did come across somebody who I took the exam with on this repeater a little bit earlier today. We were only one letter off in our call signs. Mine ended in D for Delta, and his ended in the next letter, E. So that was super exciting and a really fun coincidence to stumble across.
Yeah, well, Jack's got the good one. The KFA Detroit Rock City. Everybody knows. I mean, on the East Coast Reflector, they know Detroit Rock City. And I tried to get on this morning, Jack, but I couldn't. I was real early, and there were so many already on there, and then I had to get busy. But I appreciate your hint. We had breakfast there Saturday morning, Jack and I, and he said, yeah, get on after 8 o'clock at the second cup. Works out a little bit better on the East Coast Reflector. Well, Jack, let's send this back to you. This is KF8FGS back to KF8DRC.
Oh, Dave, I had a good time up there, me and you and John and everybody else. It was really a good time. Really, I like it. I don't mind doing it every Sunday. And I know you can do it. That was a good exercise to walk around all that time. We walked about, I looked at my cell phone, but it says 2 miles, 2.3 miles when we were up there.
Oh, you went on the fox hunt, Jack? Is that what you're talking about?
I went my Apple iPhone. And you know where the heart is? I show you how to, if you're walking, you've taken so many steps. That time it was 4,312 steps I took.
Well, that's how you keep your youthful figure. That's how you keep that youthful figure, Jack.
You're right, Dave. You're right about that. All right, buddy. Good talking to you. I was just in the garage, and I got something from the garage, and all of a sudden, boom, the stuff came in down so hard, bigger than quarter size. I got wet a little bit before I came inside. Anyhow, good talking to you, Dave. We'll talk again. KF8-GIC.
Yeah, Chris, this is David. I do have a question for you. What town are you going to be in? I heard you talk about, you know, being a couple weeks volunteering at a camp. What town are you going to be near? Because there's a group of repeaters called the CMN Network. That CMN Network goes all the way up to central Michigan. So what town will you be in?
KF8GSD, yes, I will be over in the Davison area. So I know there is for sure the Flint repeater in the area, and I believe it's called the Millersville repeater. One of those two, but I do have all of the local repeaters plugged into. Now, the CFN network is the one we're talking about. I'm not sure if any of the repeaters in the area up there are linked to it. I haven't done any research into it yet.
Yeah, you'll find that Mayville, Flint, Burt, Michigan, Durand, I mean, there's probably, as well as here on the FBI repeater here that we're talking on now, and as well as, a dozen others are all interlinked. So you talk on one. So I've talked to guys in Lansing, you know, here from my home in Utica. So I'm gonna look up that website right now.
Sweet, thank you. I'll be over here folding laundry too, so if you need me, I'll be monitoring and listening.
Yeah, roger that. Jack, you've been on the CMN network a few times, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I went to Flint and to Saginaw. I got contacts back in here. Oh, yeah. Really, the FBI appeal goes all the way to Traverse City. So, whatever you are, you know, you're getting to it. You can get to it. You just have to know which one is it. Then David said, MI5 will tell you where they're located at anyhow and how far they go. The MI5, they all got them one after another.
Yeah, roger that. That's the WHCMN .net. WHCMN is the main call. Yeah, that I've been on the website. You can see which one's active, and if you're talking with somebody, it responds to where, you know, which repeater they're hitting off of. And I've programmed, I don't know, maybe a dozen in that network, all the way from Lansing, you know, all the way over to the east side of the state here, and up as far as I could go. But that's I usually do either UHF or the VHF. You know, we got the Alamon UHF hub.
Yeah, that makes it cool, really. Whatever you want to go, you can talk, and it comes right back here, which is good. I like that. You know, sometimes I take a trip to up north, and sometimes all the way to the bridge, and come back.
Yeah, roger that. KF8GSD, do you still copy? We got a website for you.
KF8GSD, yes, I do copy. I have my web browser open and ready to go.
Yeah, roger that. There's a couple different ones. Let me give you this one first. It's W8CMN.net. That's Whiskey 8 Charlie Michael November.net. And then from there, you can start clicking around on the analog, and it'll get you right to the Alamon VHF hub, or the VHF voter, or the UHF, Alamon UHF hub. And if you just click around a little bit on that, that's a Central Michigan Emergency Network. And it's really remarkable the amount of information they have there. Because right now I'm looking at probably a dozen UHF repeaters and an equal number of VHF repeaters going all the way from, you know, Flushing Township up to Levering and Mayville, Flint, Rand, Detroit, you know, McClendon's, Danville, Burt, James Township, is just all over the place. And it's quite a network. I've made some friends on the radio through this network. Sometimes it's 4 in the morning, sometimes 3 in the morning. Can't sleep, turn on the radio, and there they are. It's amazing. This is KF8FGS. We'll send it back to Jack.
Yeah, you're right, David. Yeah, I know. Sometimes I get up at night. I turn the radio on. I stay up another hour, hour and a half before I go back to bed. You know, just to see who's out there, somebody needs anything out there. And I always do that.
This is Chris. I'll definitely have to add all of those repeaters in, because it looks like there is going to be at least one or two in that area. And if the network is truly as big as it is over here, which I can guarantee it is, I can probably reach all the way over here with that network.
Just FYI, we're not connected to the Central Michigan network right now. You're purely on the FBI network.
Hey, yeah, no worries. At least into this general region where we currently live at, not necessarily this repeater. KF8GSD.
Yeah, roger that. There is a net starting on 146.64. That's the Hazel Park repeater, the DART repeater. They're starting the Southfield net, if you guys want to go over there and listen. I'm gonna sign off. This is KF8FGS. Thank you. Nice talking to you. Nice meeting you, Chris. We'll talk to you again on the bands. And Jack, we'll see you again at breakfast for sure, buddy. 73. KF8FGS out.
Hi, babe. Take care. KF8SEF. KF8DIC. Clear.
This is KF8GSD, also clear, and going down to just monitoring. Have some chores to wrap up over here. Pleasure talking to you, Jack, and Dave, 73.
WFU.
KE8WOJ.
W8RJD.